Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Hey everybody, Steve Sparks here on Astro Launch, and I have Jake Mariznick with me today, who just told me his favorite show on TV right now is Naked and Afraid. And what's your favorite part about that show, Naked or Afraid?
I mean, both. It's fun to watch and fun to see how they kind of go about surviving out there.
The thing that I notice most when those episodes take place is the hungrier somebody gets, the crazier they get, because they just totally change their personality once they're deprived of food.
Yeah, food and water. And once they get thirsty or hungry, it kind of changes them. And it's kind of cool to see how they react to it.
How many days do they go out there in those? Is that 20 days or 10 days? I can't remember.
It's like 21 days, I believe, so 3 weeks.
You think you could do it?
Oh, yeah. I think I could do it easy.
So you can start a fire. You can do all that stuff. You're an outdoors guy?
I mean, I could probably figure it out. I've watched enough of it to know what's going on.
What about Fenway Park presents a challenge? I mean, as an outfielder last year, I remember you clanging off the outfield wall last year.
Holt, left-handed hitter. Harris back on the rubber. 0-1. That's lifted. Left center field fairly deep. Mariznick on the run, still going back. Leaps at the wall, and did he hold on to it after crashing into the wall? Yes, he did! Oh, what an outstanding catch by Jake Mariznick against that green monster.
You have to remember that. That's one of the coolest things, and the coolest things we heard on the radio last year because our crowd mic was able to pick it up. But what are some of the challenges for you with the green monster?
I mean, you got that wall out there. It's close, and you got to know when you can go get a ball or when you should play it off the wall. And that's kind of the tricky part about it because, I mean, being an outfielder and with the group we have, everybody wants to go catch the ball. But sometimes that's worse. Had a chance to play a couple balls off the wall and keep guys a single, so that's a big part of it too.
Springer was talking about how he was going to take it all in yesterday when he was able to take right field at the ballpark where he used to watch games when he was young. You got any instances like that when you just realize, hey man, I'm in the big leagues?
Yeah, I mean, here, just the history behind this park and knowing the guys that have played here. And, I mean, it's awesome, and especially when I get back home, get to Angel Stadium, I look up and have my family up in the stands. It's a cool feeling.
You guys are playing better ball in May. You guys have 7-5 this month. You feel like things are coming together right now. Is there any sense of panic in the clubhouse?
I would say there's no panic. I mean, we know we have a good team, and I mean, a lot of guys aren't off the start they want, and I mean, you just got to keep plugging along, and I mean, know it's a long season, and know things are going to kind of get going, and I think we're still as optimistic as possible.
It's just about the same with the same routines, because you guys have done it before, you guys did it last year, and it's basically the same group, so just guys putting it together and relaxing, just go do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's we're still having fun, we're still playing, and I mean, that's a big part of it. Is once you take the fun away, then that's when you got to start worrying. But I mean, we still got this group in here having fun, and it's only a matter of time until we get rolling.
That's Jake Mariznick, Naked and Afraid. Thanks for joining us on Astrolaunch.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We'll be right back right after this.
The following Minute of Astros History featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
The Astros beat the Rockies 15-11 on this day, May 13, 2009 at Coors Field without hitting a single home run. Amazing. Still, they rapped out 24 hits, one shy of a team record. For the Rockies pitchers, it was more like being swarmed by mosquitoes than stung by bees. Every batter in the Astros lineup had at least two hits. Lance Berkman had four, and Carlos Lee, Miguel Tejada, and Hunter Pence had three. Jeff Blum had five RBIs. Mike Hampton got two hits, but allowed five runs on seven hits in six innings. Alberto Arias, Wesley Wright, and Jeff Geary gave up hits too. Geary gave up three of them along with two walks and got just two outs in the ninth. In the end, Cecil Cooper had to bring in LaTroy Hawkins to get the last out.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid. Put good in, get good out.
1-2. Kratz pops it up, right side, foul territory. Shaw is over, may have a play. He will, onto the track, makes the catch, and that is the ball game. All Red Sox tonight as they take game one of this four-game series, beating the Astros 11-1.
Welcome back, Robert Ford, joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. And you look at yesterday's game, started in a similar fashion to the game before against the Indians. You're facing a really good strikeout pitcher. Got some guys on base early in the first inning, and then side gets struck out and you wind up not getting any runs out of it. Of course, didn't wind up costing you against Cleveland. Did cost you a little bit yesterday.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough to start the game that way where there's a lot of optimism and hope. You get the first two guys on base. Altuve and Springer did a good job of hitting their singles, and then we couldn't really get any other activity throughout that inning and really throughout the game. You know, we struck out the side a couple times. Offensively, we fell behind and it became more difficult. He challenged us quite a bit with his fastball changeup combo, and with that type of lead and that type of stuff that Price was throwing up there, it became a difficult task for us, and we came out on the short end.
And Dallas Keuchel having a rough outing, giving up the eight runs over six innings. What did you see with Keuchel yesterday?
You know, it was a tale of a couple different games for him. Early on, he was getting a few soft contacts. They were pounding the ball on the ground. They got fortunate with a couple of infield singles. Bogarts hits the home run, sort of front foot on a breaking ball. A little bit of bad luck there. And then he settled in the middle of the game, and I thought he really had smooth sailing. And then towards the tail end of his outing, a few mistakes here and the command sort of eluding him again became a difficult couple innings for him. He ended up with the big three-run home run to really widen the gap and ruin his night and ultimately end his night.
You have Jake Marisnyk in the lineup today playing in center field, Gomez DHing. I know you've talked about trying to get Jake Marisnyk a little bit more playing time to get him going a little bit offensively.
Yeah, and also in this ballpark defensively, he can be as elite as any of them. In this big center field and the ball's off the monster, the deep center field, there's a corner back there that very few people can get back to as a center fielder. But, you know, I want him to spark him, and hopefully he can do Jake Marisnyk things and create some havoc out on the bases. He's hit knuckleballers well in his short career, and ultimately just trying to get him going to help give us a little bit of energy and an elite base stealer if he can get on base.
You mentioned the knuckleballer, Steven Wright, starting for the Red Sox today. You guys saw him when the Red Sox were at Minute Maid Park at the end of April. How much does that help, having already seen him once?
Yeah, we had the most base runners of any team in the league against him this year. And so we had a solid game against him. We didn't really break out against him. But he's a difficult guy, and he's really had a sensational first 6 weeks of the season. If you watch his last start against the Yankees, it's not kind on hitters. So hopefully we can get some elevated knuckleballs. We can hit the ball hard instead of far. I mean, sometimes I think we get a little bit too big with our swings, and specifically when it's a slow pitch, it's a knuckleball. There's these dreams of hitting the ball over the monster, when in actuality we hit the ball hard, good things can happen.
Made some roster moves after the game yesterday. Jason Castro coming off of paternity leave, and Lance McCullers obviously activated for today's game. Max Stassi going down, and also Josh Fields going down. With Fields, he was a guy who was really good last year, but you know it's been up and down year for him this year.
Yeah, it's been a difficult start of the season for him, and Michael Feliz came in and really pushed him out of a job, to be honest. Yeah. The way he's thrown the last three or four times, and when I told Josh last night, you know, he wasn't surprised. He was upset that his opportunity here is dried up a little bit. He can go down to AAA and work on his mechanics, hopefully get his slider over a little bit more, elevate his fastball a little bit. The good Josh Fields does a lot of nice things for our bullpen and troubleshoots a lot of different areas, so we need to get him back to that before we get him back up here.
Lance McCullers making his first start of the year, had dealt with that shoulder soreness. I imagine some limitations for him, at least relative to your other starters in his first outing?
Yeah, we have to judge this like the first week of April, where our starters are generally in the 80, 85, 90 range. It's really important for us to take care of him and get him into the season healthy and get him started. He's going to give us everything he has. He leaves it out on the field. We know how much emotion he pitches with. It'll be nice to write his name in the lineup. It'll be nice to see him on the mound here.
AJ Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Visit Astros.com/radio to hear all your favorite players, up-to-date interviews, highlights, and more. Get connected with your Astros at Astros.com/radio.